Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Background check from yesterday. We got to tie this thing up into a nice little bow. She was calling up and she was all freaked out by this nanny that her ex-husband has hired. And I said earlier, this is the toughest part of like divorce. Well, I don't know if it's the toughest. It's one of them. Is giving up control. Like if your ex-husband hires a nanny that you're not liking, you're sort of out of control and vice versa. And that was her problem because her gut was saying the nanny sucked.
So, yeah, her ex-husband hired a nanny to help take care of the children because they both work full time and they needed some help. The problem is she doesn't know anything about this nanny and the ex-husband did not provide her with a lot of detail. He's actually been very secretive about her background and her qualifications. And the nanny is also very young and she couldn't find any information about her on social media. She comes over and she doesn't really make eye contact. She just seems a bit unusual and it's a bit odd. And her kids are still really young, 2 and 4. So she just wants to find out some more information about this nanny that she's uncomfortable with and asked if we can help by doing a background check.
So it was time for a Bird Show background check. All right, we got answers here. Our point of contact is Tommy, our show director, who works with a private investigator. Or is this a friend of yours that helps out? That is a private investigator.
Both. It's a friend that has a background in private investigation. And she has a lot of, you know, I find people and I have a few tools to use, but she has an array of things that she can find. So she did some digging on this nanny and found out her date of birth, and she is 24 years of age. Her education, she does have a Bachelor of Arts in Child Development from a prominent school, which we will not say for this person's privacy. But it does look like she completed specialized courses in child psychology, early childhood education.
This is all good stuff.
So she has the background in her education to do what she's doing. As far as criminal records, no criminal records found under her name. Legal records, no civil lawsuits or legal actions involving the subject. So if she's nannied for somebody else before, there's never been any suing or anything like that. Employment history, there is limited employment information available due to a potentially self-employed or freelance nature worker being a nanny. There isn't a lot out there that she could find on that. Financial records. She has not gone bankrupt or had significant financial issues when we searched her name. And her driving record, which she'd be driving the kids around a lot, she does have a valid driver's license. No traffic violations on the record.
Squeaky clean so far.
All right. Marriage records. She is not married. She's only 24. So no records indicate that. Property ownership. There is no record of evidence of property ownership. Social media presence. She does have an Instagram account associated with her name, but it has not been updated since 2022.
Red flag.
What 24-year? Most
there it is.
What 24-year-old doesn't use Instagram?
A smart one.
Yeah, I guess so. Of the limited posts on her account, there was nothing of concern or out of the ordinary on her IG account. So, our conclusion after our extensive research, based on the research conducted, no red flags or concerning information was uncovered regarding the subject, the nanny.
Okay, so those are the facts. But if I'm the mom and my gut is still telling me there's something off, I'm going to work my way around that and go, there's got to be something here. Because I'm, again, like, your kids clearly are the most precious thing in your life. You're going to protect them at all costs. So if your spidey sense is going off, that is hard to ignore.
Is it her gut, or is she just jealous that her ex-husband is bringing around this hot, educated, socially competent 24-year-old that now she feels some type of way about? She's not on social media. She clearly lives in the moment, doesn't like any of that Instagram drama. She got a great degree from a prominent school. She's young. To me, if I'm putting myself in the situation, I'm probably going to feel some type of way about it, and I'm probably going to deflect my actual feelings, which are probably jealousy and wondering what's really going on behind the scenes, with saying, I don't trust this girl.
Even if it's the ex-husband, like, we've had this talk a lot on the show of women saying, like, yeah, I was interviewing for a nanny position and she walked in the door and she was so hot, I am not going to have her in my house. But this is an ex.
Yeah, but my ego doesn't want to think about any possibilities, because I want you to never get over me. If even if I divorce somebody, I want you to go to your grave thinking, I missed out on the best thing I ever had. So I think jealousy can still exist even with exes, because you want to be like the center of their world, because that's what your ego is telling you.
Well, at least in our world here, according to a private investigator, squeaky clean.
You got nothing.
Hey, The Bird Show.